What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Cosmatch Wrestling Rumors Roundup and everything that you need to know, WWE. Let's get into these cuts that WWE has made just yesterday.
Oh, man, I am just so upset to hear these cuts. Like, this is ridiculous. The people who they're cutting, like, people I wouldn't expect. I don't know.
Braun Strowman, just to name Braun Strowman, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, just to name a few.
Yeah, we'll get through. Let's get through the first one. Santana Garrett, who's been working with WWE, I think it was since 2013 and signed a contract in 2019. Her last singles match was against Mercedes Martinez at, I think, NXT's Great American Bash, the second night, night two of July 2020. I mean, you know, she showed up in a few Women's Royal Rumble matches. You know, she hasn't done so much work in NXT, but she has done a noticeable amount that she could have been brought up to the main roster very soon with the work
sure.
put through.
Yeah.
So that was a sad release. The second one I want to get to kind of made me cry. Aleister Black.
Dude, they've been doing all those vignettes and everything on SmackDown. They just had him return. Got a huge crowd pop, even though it was in the Thunderdome, man. This one shocked me, and I was very upset. You know, I think Aleister Black is a hell of an in-ring competitor, and WWE just never used him right when he came to the main roster.
I know. I mean, talk about using people right. The third one, we have Ruby Riott from her being up and down. They cut her, too. Sad to see her go, but you know what? I think it was time for her as well.
Hey, do we know if Liv Morgan was cut as well?
Liv Morgan is still in the company. She is still in. Ruby was actually just cut. And then
interesting.
And then we cut to our fourth one, Buddy Murphy. So I know a lot of the time he has been off and away for the past few weeks, even though he has been with the Mysterios doing that storyline just about 2.5-3 months ago. But he has been cut. We haven't seen him in quite a while. Sad to see him too. He had, you know, such good power in that company, and I love seeing him in the ring. And then I think the fifth one, this one we all were kind of hoping to see. I think it just hit us all at once, and we were like, oh, shoot, they made more cuts. Plus, you know, cutting another one of their talent relations managers. I forgot one of his name, but they cut Lana. Lana is gone from the company. Good for her.
We saw this coming, though. We saw this coming.
She deserves better. AEW bound for the win, or she's just going to be a stay-at-home mom. Not sure yet.
Yeah, her and Rusev make a good power couple on AEW. I think we will see her on AEW sooner rather than later, for sure.
And then the last one, like you said, ladies and gentlemen, Braun Strowman is no longer in WWE.
Oh, dude, this one really pissed me off. Something fierce. This is going to be a hot take here, but he had all the materials to be a longstanding Universal Champion or WWE Champion. What he did during the Thunderdome era, winning his first Universal Champion, you know, I thought he was fantastic as champion. I thought his mic skills were definitely improving, and he was making the most of his opportunities.
Because letting him sit in the back is just not going to do you any good.
But Braun Strowman seems like the prototypical Vince McMahon favorite. You know, those big muscles, those big floppy man titties.
He had it.
I mean, come on. He had it all. And his mic skills were improving, and he was a hell of an in-ring competitor. This one really pissed me off. I didn't know what WWE was doing here. I think he will be on AEW sooner rather than later. I know AEW doesn't want to become the land of lost WWE stars, but Braun Strowman on AEW, wait till we see that look out. All right, guys, that was it for a very heated WWE rumors roundup and everything that you need to know, WWE. Let us know what you thought about these cuts. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a SmackDown recap on Saturday and a NASCAR recap on Sunday. Peace out.
I guess we can't fade to black anymore.
Oh, boy.
No chance. That's what you get.